Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The Sixers scrapped plans to build a new arena in Center City. They will instead partner with Comcast to build a new building at the sports complex. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details that have emerged so far on the new plans for South Philly and Market East.
The head of the Philly Building Trades, Ryan Boyer, says the Sixers and Comcast would build a new arena and the Wells Fargo Center would be torn down. And both organizations would invest in projects to bolster Market East. So the unions are on board because they say even more jobs would be created. Activists who fought tooth and nail against the Center City Arena are happy at the moment. In a statement, the No Arena Coalition said, quote, "We celebrate that Chinatown is safe for now, but nobody's home is safe as long as billionaires are planning our city and politicians are playing their game." Then there are the council members who voted against the plan last month, like Kendra Brooks. She tells NBC 10 they want to know what exactly happened and why they put so much energy into a project that didn't go anywhere.
You know, we spent a lot of time and effort and resources on hearings that had lasted throughout the end of the year that could have been spent toward other issues that we have been focusing on.
And then there's Councilmember Jim Harrity, who supported the Center City plan. He says he now feels bamboozled. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Nearly half of credit card holders are carrying debt, and a lot of them have had it for at least 1 year. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with an industry expert who says emergencies are largely to blame.
Credit card interest rates are averaging about 20%.
Credit card debt represents the highest cost debt for most households. We're talking 3, 4, 5 times more than most people are paying for things like mortgages, car loans, student loans.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman surveyed more than 2,500 adults and found cardholders are not carrying debt on frivolous purchases.
The number one cause is an emergency expense, some sort of unexpected medical bill or home repair or car repair or something like that, followed by day-to-day expenses in second place.
Lower-income households are more likely to hold some credit card debt, but higher-income households are more likely to hold long-term debt. Rossman says that suggests two things.
One is more access to credit, so sometimes higher credit limits get them into trouble. But the other thing is just a higher cost of living.
Rossman says cardholders should prioritize paying down debt in 2025 because carrying a card balance is taking money away from your future self. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Zoo is closed to the public this month to make improvements, but you can still take a special behind-the-scenes tour. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The tours are being called the key to the zoo.
So this is going to be our first time trying this, and we think it's going to be really special.
Danny Hogan is the director of mission integration at the Philadelphia Zoo. She says there are two guided tours to choose from. The first focuses on the history and innovation at the zoo over the past 150 years. Tickets are $150.
That takes place in the afternoons on the days that we're offering these tours. That one's about an hour and a half long. The other tour that we have is very exclusive. It's limited. It's in the mornings, and it's called Conservation in Action, and it focuses on the conservation work that we do. It has a bunch of animal meet and greets in there and behind-the-scenes experiences.
Those tickets are pricey at $500. A piece of art created by one of the animals is also included in that tour.
We have a porcupine who paints.
More information can be found at philadelphiazoo.org. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.